my whole life changed after that. I made unconscious and snap decisions about the justice system. I made unconscious and snap decisions about how I was going to live the rest of my life, and I've never changed it. That president of the university got up there and lied. We were not allowed to talk. Hey, wait a minute, this is America. You know, what about my day in court? What about truth and justice? And, you know, what about him swearing that he's going to tell the truth? And he didn't. And the truth about the destruction was real, but I would have expected that someone would take the pain to see what this person did or what that person did. And, you know, why would I be arrested for destroying a statue? I didn't destroy anything.
You know, I was definitely a little bit shell-shocked after that experience. And in fact, you know, that's when I really started to go more inward.
All of us had similar experiences. Yeah. And then we realized that we were kind of being blackballed, you know, and that no college was willing. You know, we kind of had that reputation. The university, by this time, they wanted revenge. I think they were very vindictive as far as trying to make sure that none of us were going to go to school in the state of Wisconsin.
Did you experience that you couldn't enroll
elsewhere? Oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, you're kicked out, so now you're thinking, okay, once this is over, I still want to be in school somewhere.
UWM had accepted me for the January semester, and I had attended classes for about a week. And then they came back and said, wait a minute, this guy went to Oshkosh. We can't have him on this campus. And then they revoked my admission after I was going to school and everything like that. And
I'm wondering, in the course of the 40 years that have passed since Black Thursday, if you've really been able to identify how that event and your time here in Oshkosh have changed the course of your life's events or impacted, you know, the direction you took in life. Have you been able to think about that at all?
Yeah. I know that I've never been willing to be a victim or a bystander. I understand that I have to be actively engaged in trying to address my anger and disappointment and sort of team it with my hope for the future. I vote in every election with an eye towards hope, and part of that is understanding that I have to learn from every situation.
Well, one of the things I look at, you know, I guess I always look at, I think it was it made you a stronger person.
That event made me into an activist, and I've been one ever since. So it was a transforming event for me. It was not only a transforming event for the university, but also for me personally, and there's a possibility for other faculty members as well.
Oh, well, that was the turning point in my life.
I think important for me is I don't think I've taken a stand like that about anything. Since that time, I mean, we kind of didn't think about the ramifications, what was going to happen to us along the way. We were looking for some kind of benefit to take place, something that was due us, which ultimately we got. And so we, in senses, helped pave the way for some of the younger folks that came along.
That's very interesting. I just learned something about my past.
I recall now